Grover.
No, you're Grover. I'm Gunther.
Oh, right.
Grover, it's Halloween night. Let's put on some costumes and go out for tricks or treats.
Oh, bloody good. Let's do.
Do you have a costume, Grover?
Why, yes. I just happen to have a costume of Marie Osmond.
That's great. I have a Sonny Bono costume right here.
Fantastic. We'll go with Sonny and Marie. Oh, wait. That's all right.
No, not right.
That's all right. Well, it'll have to do, Gunther. I haven't anything else.
Better well. Put it on then and let's go for tricks or treats.
Oh, this is so much fun. Look, Gunther, there's a fine-looking house over there. Let's try it.
Yes, Grover, let's do.
Trick-or-treat! Oh, what adorable costumes. Honey, come look. These children are dressed up like Sonny and Marie.
Well, hey, kids, those are good-looking costumes. They look so real. Let me see what you look like underneath those masks.
Well, okay, but then can we have a trick-or-treat?
Certainly you can.
Well,
all right.
Oh, my God, gophers! Harold, quick, get the broom!
I think we picked the wrong house here.
I'll give you a treat, you filthy, disgusting rodents!
Run, Gunther!
Grover!
All right, run, Grover!
Grover.
All right, Grover. It's getting terribly dark and spooky out here, and we haven't seen another house for some time.
Wait, I think I see some lights up ahead there. Maybe that's a house.
You're right, Grover. Let's try it.
This is a rather weird-looking house. There doesn't seem to be anyone here, Gunther.
Trick-or-treat!
Trick-or-treat!
Well, that's certainly odd. Hello?
Let's go inside. Maybe there's someone there.
You go inside.
I'm not going inside. You go inside.
Hey, let's get Mikey. You go anywhere. Oh, no, wait. That's not right.
It's all right. It's awful weird looking in there. Hello? Hello? Let's go, Gunther. Follow me. Hello?
Gunther?
Grover.
Grover?
What, Gunther?
I don't think there's anyone here. It's so quiet, Grover. I don't think... I may be scared. Let's be off.
There's nothing to be scared of, Gunther. It's only a...
Ah!
What terrifying thing has trapped Grover and Gunther inside this frightening house? Did the wind blow the door closed, leaving our two rodents screaming inside? Or are their spirits loose? But the house is empty. Or is it?